5 minutes.
Lisa Son on Cape Talk.
Oh, I didn't know she had her own. The bugler sounding your entrance onto the ramparts, Lisa.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Oh, do you like it? Does it give you goosebumps when you hear that? Or not really, not so much. You've been thinking about when children.
It's a novelty for me, John.
Yeah, you've been thinking about when children should leave the nest later and later. We in South Africa are getting more like the Spanish and Italians have been for decades.
Yeah, what's happening for our family is we've always lived in the same house for the last 18 years, so we've always had 4 small children, and we've recently sold our house and bought another house. And in the process of renovating it, we're starting to think, but now how do we divide the space so that we don't have to move again? How far do we go to accommodate the adult children who don't seem to have any inclination to leave home? And what's the contract? What do we arrange with them? Because we understand it's difficult and expensive to move out, but they are independent. We've educated them. What happens? I mean, we all love living together, but what happens generally? The millennials don't seem to be keen to move out.
And what has been the family's solution?
We haven't discussed it as a family, but it's just been, I've been thinking about it. What do other people do? Because most of my son's friends don't live at home. They live in hostels or at university. They have to be a lot more independent because they have to share lifts. They have to share living spaces. So I don't know whether we're teaching our children to be responsible and giving them an opportunity to be educated and learn how to work with money, or if we're spoiling them.
I mean, I don't think it's either or, Lisa. I think you can have children living off premises and still spoil them because you buy their shopping, you drop it off, you pick up their washing, you do it for them. Your housekeeper does their ironing and you drop the iron clothing back. Independence and teaching people to be independent and handle money is, in a sense, independent of whether they're living on or off the premises, don't you think?
Yes. But, I mean, it's quite a big bridge to cross for me because I'm not used to having adult children. Adults. I mean, we're raising adults. We've raised them to be independent and so forth. So it's not an emotional thing. It's not a lack of independence. It just seems to be convenient now. But what do other people do? You know, the kids have to move on. Some of them go overseas. Some of them have a gap year. I don't know. So now I'm trying to work out how do we arrange the space so that there's dual living and there's a dual purpose for where they live. It's quite interesting.
And I mean, I appreciate you haven't discussed it as a family, you've started to think about it, but in what direction are your personal thoughts going?
My personal thoughts are that we must help them to finish their studies and help them to be self-sustainable. And by help them, I mean support them and see how we can guide them, but they need to find themselves part-time jobs when they finish studying. Even that's a discussion, you know, should kids be working while they're studying because they're going to be working for the rest of their lives, or should they be just supported to get through the exams and their courses and projects and so on?
So, I mean, there's some people who say, even though I can afford to pay for my children's tertiary education, I still want them to make a contribution, even though they don't need to give me 500 rand a month towards it. I think it's important that they do that.
So I agree with that. When I started working, my dad also came to me and said, I think it's just right that you start contributing and making paying a nominal amount of rent, which I was happy to do until I did my first budget and realized the money I didn't have the month before, I was now in a minus balance, because you suddenly think 4,000 rand is a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, have your children expressed any particular preference about staying or staying in the house or moving out?
Well, they love being at home, so they're talking about us moving out.
Where to, do they suggest?
We'll stay together and we can move out when we're older. But I mean, just, as you age, you realize that the emptiness syndrome, I don't understand it because I have 2 sets of children who are 21 months apart. So everything feels like a deja vu. So I don't understand why parents have an emptiness syndrome. Because if you're raising your kids to be independent of you and have a great relationship where they want to see you, then everybody should be able to get on during that next phase of your life.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much indeed. And if amongst the people who are listening via various streaming devices and TuneIn app and so on, if you have a particular empty nest philosophy that you would like to share with us, I'm sure there will be some time after 5.